The Temptations were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989 and into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 1999, and in 2013 they went into the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame and were honored with the Recording Academy's Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award. Last year they ended up on Broadway in the smash hit musical Ain't Too Proud. The history of the Temptations is the history of American popular music. Regardless of the accolades, these Temptations never slow down. They're out on the road touring this summer along with the Righteous Brothers. The tour makes a stop in Cincinnati on Friday, July 26th at PNC Pavilion. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, and my guest this evening is Mr. Otis Williams, the original founding member of the legendary Temptations. Welcome, Mr. Williams.
Hi, my pleasure.
Next year, of course, marks 60 years since the formation of the Temptations. Were the five of you friends before you signed to Motown, or did the label put you together?
No, we were friends when we signed with Motown. You know, we knew each other even before then, so we had that kind of friendship and camaraderie, you know, even after we signed with Motown.
Were you known as the Temptations then, or did the label name you?
No, we called ourselves the Temptations. Well, we were the Distance at first, and then when we left the little small label that we were with, that's when we became the Temptations when we signed with Motown in 1961.
And do you mind if I ask about how old you were when you signed?
Looking at the contract my mother signed, I had to be about like 18 years old. You know, you had to be 21 at that time. Yeah, I was about 18 years old. So, yep, I had the contract with a signature on the contract.
Was Motown the powerhouse that it became back when you guys signed with them?
They were up and coming. Mm-hmm. You know, we could tell after a point in time that we were at a very special, magical place. You know, and as time would have it, you know, it really became what we felt initially when we signed with Motown. So the inner competitiveness among the songwriters, the producers, the artists, is what helped make Motown become the giant that is known for today.
And who wrote your early hits?
Well, Mr. Gordy started off first with a couple of hits on us, but the real first big hit was The Way You Do the Things You Do, written by Smokey Robinson and Bobby Rogers. And then the next year, My Girl by Smokey Robinson and Ronnie White, 1965.
You played with all those great studio players at Motown?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we were there and watched the Funk Brothers, you know, do their wonderful funk things. You know, so it was a magical and enchanted kind of place to be at, you know. And as time would have it, we really started to see that Motown was something special.
Mr. Williams, were there any songs that you recorded that you thought should have been a hit and didn't quite reach the stratosphere?
No, you know, in most cases, the songs that they released on us and I would listen to it, I always had a feeling that they would do something because, you know, let's say, I mean, Smokey Robinson, Norman Whitfield, Berry Gordy, you know, those guys were writing some hell of a songs then. So just about everything that they did write on us, you know, made some kind of noise. And then, like I said, with The Way You Do the Things You Do and My Girl really opening the door for us and everything else really just started to roll, you know, with My Girl is growing since I lost my baby and then Can't Get Next to You, Please Return Your Love. I mean, hits were endless, you know, so yeah. It was a wonderful place to be.
Now, is it still a kick to sing the old hits?
Yeah, it is, because, you know, we watch how our audience would react when we would do, you know, the Just My Imagination, the My Girl, and the Can't Get Next to You, and The Way You Do the Things You Do, and Ain't Too Proud. They react to it just like those records were released and made today. So it's a great honor.
Yeah, I would imagine you have multiple generations coming to your shows now.
That's true. That's true. I mean, we were doing a one-night last year, and my road manager is still with me now. He said, Otis, you have got to look at this. And this young man brought his son to see the show. And before they came in, little fella had to be no more than 3 or 4 years old. And he had his little cars playing with him, toy cars. And he was playing dee-doo-dee-da, doo-dee-doo-doo-da. I said, wow, he's singing My Girl. And the father said, that's right, I'm teaching my son the great music. So when he gets older, he'd know what great music is. So, it's wonderful to see that kind of a generational springboard.
My guest is Otis Williams, the original founding member of the Temptations, out on tour. They're coming to Cincinnati along with the Righteous Brothers for a concert at PNC Pavilion on July 26th. And, of course, now there's the musical on Broadway. Talk about that a little bit, Mr. Williams.
Wow. I'm telling you, that is something, and I'm saying it very objective, you know, because when I look at it, I look at it from a different perspective rather than just telling about my story about the temptations and our ups and downs. But to see that story, and more so to see how the crowd react for the story, the songs, the whole embodiment of the play, I've had a lot of people tell me, Otis, I was moved to tears. Most recently, Kenny Gamble of Gambling Up. He went and saw it a few weeks ago, and he called me the next day. He said, "Man, Otis, I'm sitting there shedding a tear." You know, so when you stretch the emotion from, you know, joy to, oh, wow, I didn't know that happened, you know, to the point of you shed tears, it's very impactful, you know. And so I'm going back to see it. I have to have my shot of the Temptation story.
And of course, just won several Grammys, which is very cool. Were you involved in the creation of the show at all or consulted in any way?
Oh, I was consulted, yes. I had a meeting with the guys that's portraying the Temps up in Berkeley, California. And they came by my room at 7 in the evening. They did not leave my room until 1 o'clock the next morning. And I was sitting there, rather, we were sitting there, and I was telling them about, you know, how what we did, what we didn't do. And I pointed to the young man that's portraying David. I said, "Now, if you're portraying David, David was known for throwing the microphone up in the air and dropping to his knees and grabbing it, you know, as it came down. When I saw Ephraim the next time, he was doing it."
He was doing it.
Yeah.
You never stop teaching, do you?
No, life is ever learning, and I'm just glad that I'm loaded with the wealth of knowledge prior to Temptations and show business.
I'm guessing that over your career, you've been asked every question imaginable. What do you want us to know about Otis Williams and the Temptations?
Well, I'm just very thankful that I've been able to continue the legacy of the Temptations. You know, it is 59 years. It'll be 60 years come next year. And I never would imagine you could have tipped me over with a feather before I could imagine that I would be carrying on the legacy. So it's a testament of me loving what I do and do, even though, like I've always told people, the one thing that's constant in life is change, and I've been able to adapt to what the change might be. So that's just the strength of me, and I guess God put me here to do that.
Who is currently singing in the group besides
The
yourself?
guys in the group, Ron Tyson, who's been with me for about 36 years. Terry Weeks, who's been with me for over 20 years. Larry Braggs and Willie Green, they've been in the group for about 5, going on 6 years.
Who's doing your choreography these days?
Well, we have a young man named Michael Henderson that from time to time we'll get with him and, you know, whatever we feel like we want to do for our show, song-wise, Michael Henderson with the 5 of us, rather the 6 of us, would get together and we would do it.
Does he study the old films and try to reproduce it?
No, we always try and keep it fresh with something else. He knows to keep the image and the legacy for what we're known for, but we always try and add some freshness to whatever we're getting ready to stage.
Absolutely. The Temptations, true jewels and treasures of American popular music. Mr. Williams, you've been so kind to chat with us. I hope you stay healthy on the road.
Thank you. I'm working at it.
And we're looking forward to hearing The Temptations along with The Righteous Brothers on July 26th at the PNC Pavilion in beautiful Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes, ma'am. Looking forward to seeing y'all.
Next year marks the 60th anniversary of the formation of The Temptations. No matter the change in personnel or the culture, The Temptations have remained true to The Temptations tradition. They've survived the whims of fashion, whether disco or techno, and stuck to their guns. Great singing, says my guest, Otis Williams, will always prevail. Otis Williams and the other four gentlemen who formed The Temptations will bring their show to the stage at PNC Pavilion, taking us to cloud nine with The Way They Do the Things They Do on Friday, July 26th at 8 o'clock. For a link to The Temptations' music and ticket information, visit our website, wvxu.org. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping, just to keep you.
I can stand. Cause I'm gonna keep you any way I can. Ain't too proud to be. Don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud to be. Baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, oh. Baby, oh, 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 oh.